And when it became known unto Jacob the deception Laban had practiced upon him, he said,
You deceived me, Laban. Did I not work faithfully 7 full years for the hand of Rachel, your daughter? And you gave me Leah to wife.
Leah is older than Rachel, and here in our country, the younger daughter must not get married before the firstborn daughter. It is also customary to have 2 wives. Therefore, Jacob, my son, serve me yet another 7 years, and you shall marry Rachel.
Wait another 7 years for Rachel? No, never.
Oh, no, you won't need to wait that long to marry her. Just 1 week. Marry her. Ah, then serve the 7 years. All right?
Well, I don't have a choice. Oh, all right. All right.
And Laban gave Jacob Rachel to wife. And Jacob served Laban yet another 7 years. During those 7 years, Leah and the handmaidens presented Jacob with 10 sons. At the end of the 7 years, God hearkened unto Rachel's prayers and gave her a son.
Oh, what a beautiful baby. Joseph. Yes. Yes, Joseph shall be his name.
And when Joseph was born, Jacob said unto Laban,
Laban, now that I have served the 7 years for Rachel, and I have a family, I think I'll go back home to Canaan. With your permission, of course.
Now, Jacob, my son, don't be hasty in this matter. If you like it here and you... Well, frankly, I have found that the Lord blesses all that you do, and I'd like to have you stay. Of course, you've got to feed your family, so I'll pay your wages. Just name your wage, and I'll pay it.
The wages were agreed upon, and Jacob increased exceedingly, and had much cattle and maidservants and men servants, and camels and horses and mules.
Father?
Yes, my son?
Jacob is getting rich.
I know he is.
Don't you care?
Well, should I?
He's getting rich at your expense. The cattle and camels and things he has should be yours. Most of them, at least.
Yes, rightfully, they are mine. I should make him give them back, and, no, son. He got them honestly. They're his.
Father, you know that's not true. Jacob has gotten rich off of you. Lower his wage, that's what I say. Why should he get rich off you? Get what's coming to you. Lower his wage.
Yes, son, I guess you're right. I will. Yes, I will.
Rachel, Leah, your father's countenance towards me has changed. He's trying to cheat me out of my wages. And I had a vision in the night, and the Lord's angel bade me go back to Canaan to be among my people and kindred. Are you both agreeable?
I am.
Rachel, how about you?
There's nothing here for us. Father has squandered our dowry. Anyway, the place for a wife is with her husband. If you go, Jacob, I go.
Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels. And they stole away unawares to Laban, who was shearing sheep in a distant pasture. On the 3rd day after Jacob had fled, it was told Laban,
Father! Father!
What is it, son? Why so excited?
Jacob, he's gone.
Gone?
Yes, he's escaped, and he took Rachel and Leah with him, and all the cattle and sheep and camels, everything.
My daughters and grandchildren?
Yes, he took them too.
Well, he won't get far. Tell the men to stop shearing at once. We'll break camp. We'll go after Jacob. Snap to it. Quickly, quickly. We must catch up with Jacob before he crosses into Canaan.
Yes, Father. We'll make Jacob sorry he sneaked away.